Macmillan Australia Audio and Belinda Audio present this unabridged recording of
Aussie Grit, My Formula One Journey by Mark Webber, read by Nicholas Osman. Ford by Sir Jackie Stewart. It's a closed world. All your senses are either severely limited or under unremitting assault. The space you occupy is small and bloody hot. The helmet is tight-fitting. Your view is confined to what you can see through the mailbox opening in your helmet and in two postage-stamped-size rear mirrors. And you're in this minor hell, all going well, for 2 hours. You're in isolation, but it's far from splendid. The cockpit gradually becomes a lonely place as the clock ticks down to race start. In many ways, it's similar to sitting in any racing car, except it's a lot more claustrophobic. A Grand Prix car is built for speed, not comfort. The driver doesn't get into his car. He inserts himself into the cockpit as a living component of the machine. The cockpit is a compact place, especially for a driver of my dimensions. At around 184 centimetres and a fighting weight of 75 kilos, I was never the ideal size or weight for a Grand Prix driver. There have been tall F1 drivers, men like Dan Gurney in the old days, Gerhard Berger more recently, Jenson Button today, but they are the exceptions who prove the rule. Better to be a jockey than a Michael Jordan. The space is really tight around your knees. It's like sitting in an old-fashioned bathtub with your feet higher than your backside. The pedals are actually moulded around your racing boot, both for comfort and to counter excessive vibration. The last thing you want is for your foot to slip off the pedal at high speed in the middle of a race. The boots are thin-soled, so you can feel everything, and they are the one item I'm very fussy about. Once I break a pair in nicely, they generally last me for a season. Helmets are different. I go through between 4 and 7. The exterior takes a bit of a hammering, especially if you are coming through from the back of the grid, as the marbles, small pieces of rubber coming off other cars' tyres, come pinging at you on the way through. I used to push my head back into the headrest a lot, because that way I could move my head around in the helmet a bit. The interior is customised for each driver, although not the straps, and I found they used to sit a little too far rearwards for me. At fast tracks like Monza, Red Bull Chief Technical Officer Adrian Newey used to hate running any little windscreens in front of the cockpit because of the aerodynamic effect, and I had to open my mouth to counteract the helmet lift from the onrushing air. I would end up with 2 bruises under my neck. I only had one superstition. I always got into my car from the left. A hangover from my karting days. If you got in on the right side of one of those, you ended up with burns on your arm from the engine.